Okay, everybody, as you are probably noticing, we are somewhere else now. The sannyas life, we're traveling. We are in New Orleans right now. And New Orleans is in the United States, for those of you who don't know. And we are going to be visiting the temple, which right now in New Orleans. And we're going to have our class. All right, so let's start the class. Ready. I got the guitar. All right. Essence for some
Hare Krishna.
Charya also Peta Satashi Shiva, this divine grace of Ayatana Bhaktivananda Gosha. Iskan founder Acharya Shiva Bhupada, Ananda Goti Vaishnava, Namacharya Shiva Viva Stapur, Ramse Go Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaya Gadaha Shivasari Govrvaka Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Govrvakadath Shai Makunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Jai Vrindavanam Jai Charanam Jai Sami Jai Yavurai Jai Shrimati Lasi Devi Jai Samaveda Bhakti Gold of Premananda Hari Hari. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishnaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami. Stays there as one day before Brother Johnny. Never say so soon you want to bless chapter to agent. So, Om Gana Timbadanda Shaganjana Shlakya Chakshuran Yena Tesmaishi Devay Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lotus, Virtual Master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti. The torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, good to see everybody. We got a nice turnout, 39 people so far, and then we got people on Facebook and people on YouTube. So we're going to continue with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are reading the 10th chapter of the Madhulila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya's return to Jagannath Puri. And this is a very interesting chapter about King Pratabhudra, King Pratabhudra, and other devotees. It's really blissful. I'm learning so much from reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So much new realization. Okay, let's go. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Here we go. Mata Purushottama Vasi Yata Jana, Prabhu Ke Milite Savara Utkhandita Mana. Down 24 So, thus all the residents of Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Purushottama, Sri Chaitanya. Sarvaloka Utkantayave Atkyantabhadila Mahaprabhu Dakshinahayate. When all the residents of Jagannath Puri became extremely anxious to meet the Lord again, he returned from South India. Shuniyananda Tahela Sabakaramana Yasi Sarvabhaume Kaila Nivedana. Hearing of the Lord's return, everyone became very happy and they all went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and spoke to him as follows. Prabhura Sahitayama Saparakaraha Milanatumara Prasade Pai Prabhura. Please arrange our meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is only by your mercy that we can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So everyone is asking Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to arrange a meeting with. Bhattacharya kahe kali kashi mishregare prabhu yai vena nahan milabh savare. The Bhattacharya replied to the people, "Tomorrow the Lord will be at the house of Kashi Mishra. I shall arrange for you all to meet him." Aradina Mahaprabhu Bhattacharya sange Jagannatha darshana kaila maharange. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived. Whoops. I think it's cutting out. I think the it's cutting out because of the basically because of the air conditioning, which is so loud. It's not the microphone. So I think you got to turn the air conditioner off. It's really loud. Oh, Rakesh says it's not cutting out. So for him, it's not. So it's not me. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived and went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with great enthusiasm to see the temple of Lord Jagannath. It's cutting out for you. Oh, let's turn off the air conditioner. Okay. Okay, the next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived and went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with great enthusiasm to see the temple of Lord Jagannath. It should be all right, fine. For some of you, it's fine. Oh, it may be because of the internet connection and Nugaloka. Mahaprasada diya tan milela seva gagana Mahaprabhu subakare kaila. All the servants of Lord Jagannath delivered remnants of the Lord's food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all. Darshana kare Mahaprabhu chalila baki re Bhattacharya anila tan re Kashi Mishra gare. After seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the temple. The Bhattacharya then took him to the house of Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra si padila prabhu charane Grahasahitatma Tanre Kaila Nivedanai. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at his house, Kashi Mishra immediately fell down at his lotus feet and surrendered himself and all his possessions. Prabhu Chaturbhuja Murti Tanre De Kaila Admasat Karitare Alingana Kaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then showed Kashi Mishra his forearm form. Then, accepting him for his service, the Lord embraced him. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tahan Vasila Asane Chorike Vasila Nichanandari Vaktaganahe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next sat down at the place prepared for him, and all the devotees headed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu surrounded him. Suki Haila Deki Prabhu Vasara Sangstana Yeva Saya Kaya Prabhu Rasarva Samadana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see his residential quarters in which all his necessities were taken care of. Sarvabhoma kahe Prabhu yugya tumaravasa tumi angi kara kara kashi mishre rahasa. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya said, "This place is just befitting you. Please accept it. It is the hope of Kashi Mishra that you do." So let me just remind everybody what's happening here. That Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya wanted to have a permanent place for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, this is called the Gambira. This is at the house of Kashi Mishra, which is right next to the temple of Lord Jagannath, but it's in a very private, quiet place. So the king actually gave this particular place, King Prataparudra gave this place to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the bequest of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Prabhu kahe deha tumara savakara ye tumika se samamata amara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My body belongs to all of you, therefore I agree to whatever you say." Tabe sarvabhoma prabhu radakshina parshve vasi milaite lagila sabha purushottama vasi. After this, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, sitting at the right hand of the Lord, began to introduce all the inhabitants of Purushottama Jagannath Puri. E sabaloka prabhu vaishni lachale utkandita hanache sabitomalamilabare. The Bhattacharya said, "My dear Lord, all these people who are residents of Nilachala Jagannath Puri have been very anxious to meet you." Trishita chataka yache kare aha kara taiche sabasava kara angikara. In your absence, all these people have been exactly like thirsty chataka birds, crying in disappointment. Kindly accept them. Jagannatha sevakae nama janardana Anavasare kare prabhura shri anga sevana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first introduced Janardana, saying, "Here is Janardana, servant of Lord Jagannath. He renders service to the Lord when it is time to renovate his transcendental body." So Prabhupada comments, during the Anavasara, after the Snanayatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath is absent from the temple for 15 days so he can be renovated. This occurs annually. Janardana, who is here being introduced to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was rendering this service at that time. The renovation of Lord Jagannath is also known as Navayovana, which indicates that the Jagannath deity is being fully restored to youth. And of course, what happens during this time, there's the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath. And for the devotees, Lord Jagannath appears to get sick. For Lord Jagannath himself, he wants to have some QT, quality time with the goddess of fortune for 15 days. And for the pujaris, it means the time when they can paint the deities and repair any, because the Lord Jagannath is made of wood, so there's some repairs that are required at this particular time. And after those 15 days, Lord Jagannath goes to Vrindavan, which is called the Rath Yatra. So, Krishna Dasa Nama E Suvarna Vitradari Shikima Hi Ati Nama E Lika Nadikari. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "This is Krishnadas, who carries a golden cane, and here is Shiki Mahiti, who is in charge of writing. The person in charge of writing is also called Deula Karana Pada Prapta Karmachari. He is employed especially to write a calendar called the Matala Panji. Prajuna Mishra Hingha Vaishnava Pratana Jagannath Theramaha Srihara Hina Dhasanama. This is Prajuna Mishra, who is chief of all Vaishnavas. He is a great servitor of Jagannath, and his name is Dasa. So Prabhupada says, in Orissa, most of the Brahmanas have the title Dasa. Generally, it is understood that the word Dasa refers to those other than Brahmanas. But in Orissa, the Brahmanas use the Dasa title. This is confirmed by Chuli Bhatta. Actually, everyone is Dasa because everyone is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that sense, the bona fide Brahmana has first claim to the appellation Dasa. Therefore, in this case, the designation Dasa is not incompatible, and actually all of us have designation Dasa after our names. So-and-so Das Goswami, so-and-so Dasi, etc. That means servant. And as Lord Chaitanya says, Gopi Bharata Padakamala Dasa Dasa Dasana Das. We are servants of a servant of a servant of the Lord, who maintains the gopis in Vrindavan. Murari Mahiti Inha Shiki Mahatirabhai Tamara Chalanavinu Aragati Nai. This is Murari Mahiti, the brother of Shiki Mahiti. He is nothing other than your lotus feet. Chandaneshvara Singheshvara Murari Brahmana Vishnudasa Inha Dhyaye Tamara Charana. Here are Chandaveshwar, Singheshwara, Murari Brahmana, and Vishnudasa. They are all constantly engaged in meditating on your lotus feet. Prahara Raja Mahapatra Inha Mahamati Paramananda Mahapatra Inhara Sankati. This is Paramananda Praharaja, who is also known as Mahapatra. He is very, very intelligent. Okay, wait a second, I'm a little too far here. Praharaja is a designation given to Brahmanas who represent the king when the throne is vacant. In Orissa, between the time of a king's death and the enthronement of another king, a representative must sit on the throne. This representative is called Praharaja. The Praharaja Raja is generally selected from a family of priests close to the king. During the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Prahara Raja, Paramananda Prahara Raja. Esava Vaishnava Eshitrera Bhushana Ekandabhava Chinte Sabe Tamara Chanana. All these pure devotees serve as ornaments to Jagannath Puri. They are always undeviatingly meditating upon your lotus feet. Tave sabe bhume pade dandavatana sava lingila prabhu prasada kadiya. After this introduction, everyone fell to the ground like rods. Being very merciful upon them all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced each one of them. Ena kale aila tata Pavanandhuraya Chariputra Sange Pade Mahaprabhu Rupaya. At this time, Bhavananda Roy appeared with four of his sons, and all of them fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhavananda Roy had five sons, one of whom was the exalted personality known as Bhavananda Roy. Bhavananda Roy first met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his return from South India. At that time, Bhavananda Roy was still serving at his government post. Us, formerly known or now known as Chennai. Therefore, when Bhavananda Roy went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went with his four other sons. They were named Paninatha, Gopinatha, Kalinidhi, and Sudhanidhi. A description of Bhavananda Roy and his five sons is given in the Adi Leela 10:133-34. And of course, they're considered to be the five Pandavas or incarnations of the five Pandavas. And Bhavananda Roy is considered to be Bandhu. Sarvabhama kahe raya bhavananda. Inhara pratama putra raya ramananda. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya continued, this is Bhavananda Roy, the father of Ramananda Roy, who is his first son. Tabi maha prabhu tanre kaila lingana. Stutikari kahe ramananda vivarana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy and with great respect spoke of his son, Ramananda Roy. Ramananda hena ratna yanhara tanaya tanhara mahima loke kahana nayaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored Bhavananda Roy by saying, the glories of a person who has a jewel of a son like Ramananda Roy cannot be described within this mortal world. Sakshad Pandu Tumi Tumara Patni Kunti Pancha Pandava Tumara Panchaputra Mahamati. You are Maharaj Pandu himself, and your wife is Kunti Devi herself. All your highly intellectual sons are representatives of the five Pandavas. Rai Kahe Ami Shudra Vishahi Adharma Adama Tabu Tumi Sparsha E Ishvara Lakshana. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's praise, Bhavananda Roy submitted, I am in the fourth class of the social order and I engage in mundane affairs. Although I am very fallen, still touch me. This is proof you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the fifth chapter, text 18, Vijavinya Sambhane Brahmani Gavihastani Shuni Chaivaswapaki Cha Pandidasavadarshana. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater outcast. Those who are highly advanced in spiritual understanding do not care about a person's material condition. A spiritually advanced person sees the spiritual identity of every living being. And consequently, he makes no distinction between a learned Brahmin, a dog, a chandala, and anyone else. He is not influenced by the material body, but sees a person's spiritual identity. Consequently, Bhavananda appreciated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, which showed that the Lord did not consider the social position of Bhavananda Roy, who belonged to the Shudra caste, engaged in mundane activities. Rather, the Lord considered the spiritual position of Bhavananda Roy, along with that of Ramananda Roy and his brothers. The servant of the Lord is also similarly inclined. He gives shelter to any person, any living entity, regardless of whether he belongs to a Brahmin family or a Chandala family. The spiritual master reclaims all people and encourages everyone in spiritual life. By taking shelter of such a devotee, one can make his life successful, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18. Karatahundra. Nakunandra Ulinda Purkasha Virashumpa Yavana Kashagayaha Yenye Chapapa Yad Apashraya Shriyaha Shubyanditasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. Kiratas, Hunas, Andras, Pulindas, Pulakashas, Abiras, Shumbas, Yavanas, and members of the Kasha races, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to his being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances to him. Whoever takes shelter of the Supreme Personality Godhead or his pure devotee is elevated to the spiritual order and purified from material contamination. This is also confirmed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, text 32. Mam hi partha vyapashrutya ye pishu papayo deha shriyo vaishastatha shudras te viyanti param gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishas, merchants, and shudras workers can attain supreme destination. And also, as I was mentioning in class this morning, there was actually an interesting quote, but I'll mention that in a second. I was mentioning this morning's class that Krishna loves everyone equally, and the pure devotees love everyone equally, including the insects. Many times we have some animosity towards insects because we feel that they're interfering with our sense gratification, or we don't like to see them around. But Krishna has as much love for every single bug as he has for you and me. Remember that. And it was interesting, one devotee gave me one quote from Prabhupada. I don't know if it's Prabhupada, I never heard it before, but it's interesting. First, I quoted from Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told me when I was very, very young and taking care of children, feeding bread to ducks, bakas, bakas or ducks, and prasadam bread. And Prabhupada said those ducks will take a human birth in the next life. And the devotee said that Prabhupada, I'm not sure if this is actually true, that if an animal takes maha prasadam, that means prasadam that has been eaten by a pure devotee of the Lord, the animal go back to home, back to Godhead. I'm sure if someone took maha prasadam taken by Prabhupada, then certainly the animal would go back to Godhead. I certainly took maha prasadam from Srila Prabhupada. In fact, when I had the opportunity, I ate everything on Prabhupada's plate, including the grape stems, the orange rinds, and I would have eaten the plate itself had it not been made of metal. I was very, very greedy for mercy. Nijagriha vitabricha panchaputrasane atmasamarpinonami tamara chadane. Appreciating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, Bhavananda Roy also said, along with my home, riches, servants, and 5 sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. This is the process of surrender. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Manasa deha gaya yo kishumor arpinun tuyapare ananda kishore. That's from his songbook named Sharanagati. When one surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he does so with everything in his possession, his house, his body, his mind, whatever else he possesses. If there is any obstruction to the surrendering process, one should immediately give it up without attachment. Jai. One can surrender with all his family members. There is no need to take sannyas. However, if the surrendering process is hampered by so-called family members, one should immediately give them up. This is really interesting, to complete the surrendering process. And of course, Prabhupada's referring to himself and his situation, his previous situation, where he immediately gave up his family members. That's a very heavy statement. If the surrendering process is hampered by so-called family members, Prabhupada said, one should, and here's the key word, the operative word, immediately. Immediately means like that, give them up to complete the surrendering process. Very, very interesting. Evaninatha rahibe tumara chanane, yavi ye yah. This son, Vaninatha, will remain at your lotus feet to always immediately attend to your orders and serve you. Atmiyagyane more sankocha na karibe ye avicha tave se agyandive. My dear Lord, please consider me your relative. Do not hesitate to order whatever you desire at any time you desire it. That is Atmani Veda. Prabhukaye ki sankocha tumina para. Janme janme tumi amara asavam shaking kara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Bhavananda Roy's offer, saying, I accept without hesitation because you are not an outsider. Birth after birth, you have been my servant along with your family members. Wow. Dina pancha satavitare asibe ramananda tanrasange purnahabe amarananda. Sri Ramananda Roy is coming within 5 to 7 days. As soon as he arrives, my desires will be fulfilled. I take great pleasure in his company. Wow. Etavali Prabhu Tanre Kaila Lingana Tandra Putra Sava Shire Darila Charana. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Ramana Abhavananda Roy. The Lord then touched the heads of his sons with his lotus feet. Wow. What compassion. Tavi Mahaprabhu Tanre Gare Pataila Paninata Patanayake Nikatirakila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Bhavananda Roy back to his home, and he kept only Vaninatha Patanayaka in his personal service. Patacharya Sabha Lokevidaya Kadaila Tavi Prabhu Kala Krishnadasa Ulaila. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then asked all the people to leave. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Kala Krishnadas, who accompanied the Lord during his South Indian tour. Prabhu Kahe Bhattacharya Shunaha Inhara Chadita Dakshina Gihachila Amara Sahita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Bhattacharya, just consider the character of this man who went with me to South India. Batahari kache gela amare chadia batahori hoite enhara anilun udaria." He left my company to associate with the Bataharis. Sorry. But I rescued him from their company and brought him here. Ebe ami ihanani Karilana vidaya yahanicha yaha ama sanena hi aradaya. Now that I brought him here, I'm asking him to leave. Now we can go wherever he likes, for I'm no longer responsible for him. Wow. Oh my God. Kala Krishnadas was influenced and allured by nomads or gypsies who enticed him with women. Maya is so strong that Kala Krishnadas left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company to join gypsy women. So this is an interesting answer to the question that people ask, how did we leave the spiritual world when we were in the spiritual world? Well, Kala Krishnadas was with the Lord directly. That is the spiritual world. And he decided to join the gypsies. Even though a person may associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can be allured by Maya and leave the Lord's company due to his slight independence. Only one who is overwhelmed by Maya can be so unfortunate as to leave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Yet unless one is very conscientious, attentive, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he may be the personal assistant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what to speak of others? The Bhattacharis used to increase their numbers by using women to allure outsiders. This is factual evidence showing that it's possible at any time to fall down from the Lord's association. One need only misuse his little independence. Once fallen and separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead's association, one becomes a candidate for suffering in the material world. Although rejected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kala Krishnadas was given another chance, as the following verses relate. And if you remember the story from the previous chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was traveling with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These gypsies, the Bhattacharis, lured Kala Krishnadas by just putting some women in front of him, and he started to follow them. And Lord Chaitanya came to rescue Kala Krishnadasa. And then what happened is these gypsies started to attack Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all their swords and what upraised blades or whatever they had. And Lord Chaitanya arranged all these swords, turned on the gypsies themselves. They just turned around, they started cutting themselves to pieces. And he rescued Kala Krishnadasa by his hair. He just grabbed him. And so that's how merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. He saved his devotee. But at this particular juncture, Lord Chaitanya said, "I don't want to see him again." Now, that doesn't mean he actually lost Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It means that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chastising him and teaching him a lesson. This is the Lord Chaitanya's mercy. heresy. So it's not that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mean and saying, you fell down, therefore get the hell out of here. He was just saying, I just don't want to see you. And Kala Krishnadas got a warning this time, but he was given service by the Lord's devotees, even though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally manifested a sort of rejection. It wasn't actually rejection. So we have to remember that. That's a very important point. So, Eta Shuni Krishna Tasa Kandita Lagila Majana Karite Mahaprabhu Chali Gela. Hearing the Lord reject him, Kala Krishna Das began to cry. Phew. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not caring, immediately left to take his noon lunch. Wow. So it appears, as we say, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was soft as a but he acted in such a way as to help the devotee in the best possible way. So sometimes the spiritual master has to chastise the disciple. And he's doing that for the disciple's benefit. Sometimes the parent has to chastise the son or the daughter for the benefit of their offspring, out of love, even though they don't want it. I remember when I was young, my mother would chastise me, and she would say to me, I'm doing this because I love you. And how I would reply is very interesting. I'd say, please don't love me so much. So, but it was out of love. I can appreciate it today, and basically I am who I am at least materially due to my mother's love for me. I had a wonderful mother. I still have a wonderful mother, and she's still alive today. Nityananda Jagananda Mukunda Damata Chari Jane Yukti Tave Karila Antara. After this, the other devotees, headed by Nityananda Prabhu Jagananda Mukunda Damodara, began to consider a certain plan. So Prabhupada explains how merciful the devotees are. Even though a person is rejected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord do not reject him. Therefore, the Lord's devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing this because actually the compassion comes from him, actually comes from Srimati Radharani, but he's in the root of Srimati Radharani, so you can't say that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't desire. He wants his devotees to exhibit this compassion because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to glorify his devotees for their compassion. Srila Narottama Das Thakur thus sings, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Pe Che Kiva. One cannot be relieved from material clutches without engaging in the service of pure devotees. The Lord himself may sometimes be very hard, but these are always kind. Thus, Kala Krishna Das received the mercy of the four devotees mentioned above. It's also mentioned that sometimes the spiritual master may be very heavy, but the grand spiritual master is actually kinder, in a sense, softer than the actual direct spiritual master. So those devotees who were initiated by the present gurus in ISKCON are very fortunate because they have Prabhupada as the grand spiritual master. Prabhupada is very kind to them. They have a direct relationship with Prabhupada, if they wish. Gauradeshe pataite chahe kachana aike kahiveyai prabhura agamana. The Lord's four devotees considered, we want a person to go to Bengal just to inform Sachi Mahakha about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival at Jagannath Puri. Advaita Shiva Sariyata Bhakta Gana Sabe Asive Shuni Prabhura Agamana. After hearing news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival, devotees like Advaita and Srivasa will certainly come to see him. Hey Krishna Dase Diva Gore Patana Eta Kahi Tare Rakilena Ashwasya. Let us therefore send Krishna Dasa to Bengal. Saying this, they kept Krishna Dasa engaged in the service of the Lord and gave him assurance. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him, Kala Krishna Dasa became very, very sorry and began to cry. Therefore, the Lord's devotees took compassion upon him, gave him assurance, and encouraged him to continue to engage in the Lord's service. Aratine pravustane, kaila nivedana, yadeha godadeshe, patai ekajana. The next day, all the devotees asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give permission for a person to go to Bengal. So they didn't mention who it was. Very tricky with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a very heart-wrenching story. If you actually think about it, like if you were directly with Lord Chaitanya, and then you made a little mistake. Of course, that was a big mistake. But you made a mistake like that. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to see you again. That is so heavy. Can you imagine God saying to you, I don't want to see you again? Just think how heavy that chastisement was. So here the devotees are just being nondescript. That is, they're just asking the Lord for permission to send a devotee to Bengal, but they're not mentioning it's Kala Krishna Das. Tamaradachina Gamana Shuni Shachiai Advaitari Vaktisaba Achi Dukapai. Mother Shachi and all the devotees headed by Advaita Prabhu are all very unhappy due to not receiving news about your return from your South Indian tour. Ekajana yaikahu shubha samachara prabhu kai sekara ye icha tamara. One person should go to Bengal and inform them about the auspicious news of your return to Jagannath Puri. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, do whatever you decide. And of course, Lord Chaitanya really knew what they were doing. He's in everyone's heart. He knew that they were being tricky with him and giving mercy to Krishna Das. But he didn't talk about Tabi se Krishna Das se Gauri Pathaila Vaishnava Sava ke dite Mahaprasada Dila. In this way, Kala Krishna Das was sent to Bengal, and he was given sufficient quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants to distribute there. Tabe Gaura Deshe Aila Kala Krishna Dasa Navadvipa Kaila Tena Shachiai Pasha. Thus, Kala Krishna Das went to Bengal, and he first went to Navadvip to see Mother Shachi. Mahaprasada Diya Tanre Kaila Namaskara Dakshinahayite Aila Prabhu Kaisama. Upon reaching Mother Shachi, Kala Krishna Das first offered his obeisance and delivered the food remnants. He then informed her of the good news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from his south. So end here and take questions. Let me just write this down. 76 was the last verse. And let me stop sharing and allow you all to ask questions by allowing you to unmute yourselves. Okay. Speak now or right now. You can write in the chat window or raise your hand. And I see that Rishikesh has already unmuted himself, so he wants to ask a question. So what's the question, Rishikesh?
Hare
Hari Bol.
Guru, I have a question about what really makes someone deviate from, you know, Kala Krishna was right with Krishna, the all attractive person. Still, he was not attracted to this woman. So, what is that thing which deviates him? I just want to understand because it may be applicable to me also, you know. I just want to know what really makes that, even though he's with an all attractive person, still he got attracted to something which is so mundane.
Okay,
I just wanted to understand.
let me explain. The attraction to something mundane or the attraction to Maya or illusion comes because what Ishwaraham Hum okay. There was, I would say there was some envy in his heart. Because envy doesn't mean, you know, I want to be you, but you're whoops. Yeah, I just muted someone. That's right. So envy comes Because one actually sees that someone else is getting all the attention. I want to be him or like him or something like that. And obviously, he had the desire to be the controller and the proprietor. I mean, these are the two divisions of false ego, I and mine. I am the center of mind. So there was some desire. And that desire was there, even though he was with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there was some envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to understand, we get Maya because we want to imitate the Lord. Prabhupada gives a specific example or metaphor, better that than an example, of sometimes there's a little girl who sees her mother baking, and she wants to just imitate her mother. So she begs her mother, please, mommy, I want to bake too. I want to cook too. And she's given a play stove. A play stove means like a tin, some tin stove they give the little girls. And she's allowed to bake some mud pies in there, which are not so tasty. So, because it's desire to imitate the Lord being the controller, the proprietor, the center of everything. So there was obviously some envy there. We're here because of envy. I mean, Maya doesn't come just out of the blue. Maya comes because we want to be the enjoyer and the proprietor. And then.
How to overcome this envy, Gurudev? Because that is a disease I have right from time immemorial. It's very deep rooted.
They always keep in good association, use your intelligence to be able to identify the envy or the desires to be the center and the proprietor. Because that really that's at the basis of Maya coming. You know, one time there was a sage who was asked by a king, why is Maya so strong? And the king replied, I mean the sage replied, sorry. The sage replied by grabbing a pillar and holding onto the pillar tightly and said, let me go, let me go. Because we want that. We want to imitate Krishna in a very real way. And so, really, you have to identify that source of your attraction to Maya. It's not just like blaming the objects of the senses for your attraction. I mean, sometimes you find with very immature devotees that they will blame women for them being attracted to women, or the women will blame the men for them being attracted to men, you know, or I will blame my computer. Or I will blame my car for being attracted to the car. But actually, it comes from the desire to be the center, proprietor. Ishwaraham aham is. Okay, this is explained very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita, the chapter divided into nine pages. This is our thought pattern is Ishwaraham, I'm the controller. Ahambhogi, I'm the enjoyer. So even when we're eating prasadam, let's give an example here. This is really interesting. Even when we're eating prasadam, we're thinking we're the enjoyer of the prasadam. Let me enjoy prasadam. Whereas a devotee, a pure devotee, when he is honoring prasadam, not eating prasadam, he is actually honoring Krishna. He is glorifying Krishna rather than thinking, oh, let me enjoy these. Hey, so we have this enjoying propensity since time immemorial, and that's really at the root of our being attracted to Maya. I mean, whether it's like Krishnas was attracted to this gypsy lady, or us attracted to some money, or us attracted to anything in this world, the root of it is our desire to be the proprietor and enjoyer. Hope that explains that. You know, so he had that. So even if you're with God, that's going to happen, unless you take care of the seed. And the way to take care of the seed, of course, you ask, you know, how to take care of that. Kirtaniya Sadahari. To always keep having to mute people. To always, let me mute you. To always be chanting the Lord's holy names. I mean, that protects us. So whenever we have this like desire to do something else other than please Krishna, we just go in our minds at least, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So here's another question. So Dharma asks, Pam Ho Agstu. Pam Ho Agstu. That's a standard expression for devotees nowadays. Pam Ho Agstu. What kind of calendar is Matala Pand? That is mentioned in text 42. It's the Orison version of the Panchaka, which means the Vaishnava calendar. That's all. That's what it is. Because the Vaishnavas in Orissa, they need a calendar too. And in the Vaishnava calendar, you have listings of the full moon, the new moon, the Kadashis, Janmashtami, different holidays. And especially in Jagannath Puri, you have the Odinashasti, when Lord Jagannath gets new clothes. You have the Anavasara, you have the bathing ceremony, and you have Rath Yatra. All these take place on certain days of the year, depending upon the cycle of the moon calendar. So this is a calendar, as are all traditional calendars, based upon the moon cycles. Our calendar is also based upon the moon cycles. That's why Janmashtami falls on a different day according to the Roman calendar every year. But Janmashtami is the eighth day of the moon. And Balaram's appearance day is on the Purnima. You understand that? Purnima means the full moon. Amavas means no moon or the new moon, which means when the moon is covered and you don't see the moon. You should see the outline of the moon, depending on how close the moon and the sun are. That is how close the moon is to the earth, because the moon has apogee and perigee. It means a low portion and a high portion. So anyway, so that's what it is. It's the Orison version of our Vaishnava calendar. So Leela says, it seems kind of harsh. I am not pure. I want to enjoy and be the proprietor of. Still, I want a relationship with Krishna. Well, that's why we approach Krishna's devotees, because Krishna's devotees, especially the spiritual master, hopefully that's me, are kinder than Krishna. Krishna says, what? Sarvadharmam prachaja mamekam sharanam praja. Surrender. Give up all varieties of religiosity. We all have these enjoying propensities, and Krishna understands that. And Krishna's devotees, they say, yes, you have this enjoying propensity, so engage it in Krishna's service. That's all. That's why we say Krishna's devotees are more merciful, because they understand we have this desire to be the enjoyer, the proprietor, and a manifest in a variety of ways. We engage that desire in Krishna's service. That's why we have Varnashram. That's why we have so many different activities for Krishna. Like, you know, if you want to go bungee jumping, I guess you engage in the Krishna service. You chant Krishna. Krishna understands that our approach right now, and the Guru understands that our approach is a little mixed. And the Guru is very kind. He just sees the good portion and ignores the other portion. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. One will be under the jurisdiction of the mercy policy, the Supreme Personality of God. We are just so fortunate. So fortunate. We have Lord Nityananda. The Guru is a representative of Lord Nityananda. So, for example, in the case where Jagai and Madai, even Madai, of course, hit Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was bleeding, and Lord Chaitanya was getting ready not only to reject him, but to kill him. Lord Nityananda interceded, and therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was forced to give his mercy to Jagai. us. We are very fortunate to be under the jurisdiction of a spiritual master who is representative of Lord Nityananda. So, Eno Nittai Vinay Bhai Radhakrishna Poite. Nanda, who is the original. No one can understand Radha and Krishna. So that's why it's very important to understand the etiquette and approach of Krishna. So anyway, there's special dispensation for us. But another point we can understand is that we have to be very careful to Krishna. If you are Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal assistant, you better be really careful, because that's a special position. So, don't worry, the spiritual master, that Krishna says, by the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then what? Krishna will carry what we lack and preserve what we have. So who else has a question? Any other questions? Yeah, Madhava, you have a question.
Yeah, Gurudev Dandavat Pranam. So as we have a propensity to enjoy things because we are Krishna's children, it's natural to have this propensity. Yes. So as long as we also feel joy eating the prasad, the bhoga offered to him, so we should, there's nothing wrong with enjoying that prasad, and we feel bliss by chanting his name. So there's nothing wrong with enjoying those things, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with enjoying those things. And as we advance, our consciousness will be more focused on giving Krishna enjoyment by our eating prasadam, Krishna enjoyment by our chanting, and Krishna enjoyment by our dancing. For example, you know, during a kirtan, we may dance. So in the beginning stage, one is dancing because they enjoy it, which is very nice because you're connecting with the spiritual potency. And then as you advance, your enjoyment increases, but your consciousness is that I am dancing to give pleasure to Krishna. Just like one of my disciples, Jambaka Lata, who was very advanced in Krishna consciousness, when she's doing her dancing, Bharatanatyam dancing, Mukta Charita, all these different pastimes of Krishna she's showing, she's thinking of giving pleasure to the deity. She does it in front of the deities. So in the beginning, it's mixed, and as one dances more or chants more or eats more prasadam, then it's done more as an act of devotion. In the beginning, you eat prasadam and you're enjoying the taste, which is non-different from Krishna, but still the consciousness is very much my enjoyment. But in the end, the consciousness is giving Krishna enjoyment, and you're enjoying more because actually that's your constitutional position, to give Krishna enjoyment. Enjoyment is there, both circumstances, but the motivation changes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so the motivation morphs into just giving Krishna pleasure.
Thank you.
Just like I'm reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita right now, and I think, this is great. I'm enjoying like anything. But then as I advance, hopefully it's one day in Krishna consciousness, I will advance. I'm praying that I will advance one day. So one day when I advance in Krishna consciousness, I will be giving this class just to give enjoyment to Krishna and to give mercy to all of you. But right now I'm thinking, this is great. I'm enjoying all these pastimes. But the mood of devotion will further manifest itself as I advance in Krishna consciousness, and I'll do everything for the pleasure of Krishna and out of compassion for all of you. So there's a difference. So,
Hare Krishna.
Oh, Nalini Kant from Zealand. Okay. So, what's up?
Gurudev, just a follow-up question, as Madhava Prabhu asked. You gave example of a dancing, but how about prasadam?
Same thing.
Same.
It's the same thing, you know, that one will be eating prasadam as an act of devotion. I mean, generally, in the immature stage, you're not thinking of honoring prasadam or glorifying Krishna while you're eating. You're thinking, wow, it tastes real good. And therefore, yeah, devotees they distinguish between, let's say, different types of prasadam. We have Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur,
yeah,
who took, when he would eat, he would mix all the different preparations together, you know, the sweets, the, you know, fried and everything like that. Not in every case.
Yes.
He would mix them all together just to show that he wasn't taking prasadam just to titillate his taste buds, but he was taking prasadam to honor and glorify the Lord.
Okay. So eventually, senior devotees, they usually avoid eating opulent prasadam and they just take it a little bit. So that's the advancement?
Well, no. And sometimes senior devotees eat a lot of opulent prasadam, but I think it's because of their health. The reason I don't eat a lot of really opulent prasadam is simply because I'm thinking of my health and I want to serve Krishna, so I'm thinking of service. But I would love to be eating bowls and bowls and bowls of sweet rice and tons of pakoras and pouring ghee down my throat. I would love to be doing that, but I'm thinking of service. So ultimately, yes, as one advances, one is thinking of service. And we'll eat prasadam according to the service mood and also to glorify Krishna. Like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take prasadam, he'd be thinking, I'm actually tasting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how wonderful he is.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a difference in consciousness and there's more enjoyment when the more one becomes Krishna conscious, but the focus is not on one's enjoyment, the focus is on Krishna's enjoyment. And the more one advances, the more the focus is on Krishna's enjoyment. That's the real point.
So somebody eats a lot of prasadam with the right consciousness, then it is not atyahara.
No, it's not atyahara.
Oh.
I mean, one can eat a ton of prasadam with the right consciousness, then it's not atyahara. Because of the right consciousness, he's not going to eat too much. Like Prabhupada said, if you can work like an elephant, you can eat like an elephant. But if you're going to work like a, I guess, an ant or something like that, then you should just eat very little. It depends on how much service you're doing. You know, Prabhupada didn't limit us insofar as the quantity of prasadam, but the whole point is you eat according to your service. Okay, we have to end now because it's late and I got other things to do, like take prasadam. Sorry about that. I have to enjoy prasadam because I have some devotees prepared prasadam for me, and I am thinking of enjoying the eating of my kasha. All right. Tomorrow you're going to ask your question.
It was about the prasadam, Gurudev.
All right. I want to
it was the question was about the prasadam.
Yeah.
My question is, you know, in Krishna consciousness, we have different varieties of devotional service, like 9 devotional service, some chanting, some listening katha, oh, yeah, some only prasadam, you know, all those things. So question is, we can chant around the clock and we don't get tired and we enjoy chanting the holy name of Mahamantra. Yeah. The question is, but when we take prasad, for example, rasgulla, we take 3, 4, 5, then after that 7, 8, 9, 10, then you get fed up. So this is also, this partaking prasad is also sevaya, it's a service.
Yes.
So why do we get fed up of prasad, but we don't get fed up of chanting holy name?
Because we have material bodies. All right, I got to end that.
Okay.
If you didn't have a material body, you could eat prasad.